DJ Benny James. Welcome to the podcast. We got a special guest in the house who's no longer a special guest anymore. He's family now.
Now?
And he's the manager too. What's up, manager?
What's up, Ben?
You're back in town.
Yes.
Good to see you, my friend.
Glad to be back.
You're using the new mic and it sounds great on your voice. I like that.
Well, maybe we'll see.
We will see. I think you sound more sexy. We'll see what the ladies think. You don't look more sexy. You just sound more sexy.
I look a lot older now, huh? But I'm still sexy.
It's not called old.
What's it called, babe?
Suave is what suave. It's called. Suave. Because I don't think you can be suave when you're a teenager, right?
Oh, I had that when I was a teenager.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I sure did.
Well, you were lucky then. Most teenagers are not suave.
Yes, sir.
So, obviously, you know iTunes, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows iTunes. Well, today we're going to do O-Tunes. And what O-Tunes are Omar's tunes.
Yeah.
And I asked Omar for a lot of his most favorite songs. And normally he sends me songs like every single day, right? Now, all of a sudden, he can't send me music.
That was too hard.
Because he's like, I'm stuck. Now you put the pressure on. I got to pick all my favorites. And there's just like millions of songs.
So it was hard.
So I don't think this is a true, like,
it's not
top, like, 50 songs or whatever of Omar's, but it's a lot of your favorites, right? Let's put it that way.
Yes. I felt rushed.
And a lot of these, I think we've played some of these before, and some of them we haven't. I'm really excited about some of these because, as you know, if you've heard the podcast before, Omar introduced me to a lot of music that he grew up with that I've never heard before. Or he'll pick other songs from the artists that I love, but you pick other songs that I don't normally play.
Right.
So it kind of broadens the reach for the audience, for you guys to listen to something different that maybe I wouldn't pick. So it's dope. And I would say it's mostly soul and jazz.
You think so?
Yeah, it's mostly soul and jazz. There's some other stuff in there, but it's mostly soul and jazz. And then right after this, you're going to stick around. We'll do another premium podcast.
Right.
Right after this. Yeah. So we're going to do back-to-back shows. So if you don't already have a premium account, make sure you sign up so you can listen to the next show right after this as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's always a lot of fun.
It always is.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to do more talking, but we've got to try and do the talking quick as possible because we're drinking and we don't want to start slurring, right? But we're going to say hi to everybody in a minute, but let's play this one here because this is one of my favorites that Omar chose, and I actually did not have this in my collection, so here you go.
Of your mind, all you ever need or thought you want, in your dreams you'll find. Thank you. you tell me? Oh, what's ever on your mind?
Imagine if we're playmates,
won't be left behind.
Imagine if we're playmates,
you can have them any size.
Wow. And you know Jay-Z used that, right, in a sample for one of his songs, Imaginary Player.
Yeah, we'll never be like this.
No. Angela Wimbush, of course. And Renee, I tell you, her solo stuff is amazing too.
She wrote a lot of stuff for a lot of people too.
Yeah. She has an amazing voice. That pitch, that high pitch, wow. Better give a big shout out, of course, to the wifey. She's here taking care of us.
Hi, Faye.
As always. She went out and just got some beers for us. Wow.
Well, you're going to drink them all anyway.
You know me, I'm a lightweight. I'm going to have one, right? I'm going to have one.
And you better be standing when you're drinking it.
I didn't have this one either. But I'm going to have to send this one out to James Coles because I know this is one of his favorites. I didn't even know about this song. And I'm almost like, you don't know this one? What's wrong with you?
I was shocked.
GQ, Sitting in the Park. Big tune. I forgot to give a big happy birthday to my dad, who was 79 years old yesterday. Happy birthday, Dad. Hopefully next February, we can come next February to visit you. Hopefully do a big family reunion. You never know.
Because I'm going to take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby.
This is another one of Omar's George Duke. Reach for it. Nice funky joints.
You let the phone hit your eye. You gonna turn into a spy.
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it amp kills.
Bye-bye.
No, before we do that, I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
So this Sunday at 3 o'clock, Omar, I'm going to do another live stream. You're going to join on? You're going to come on with me on the live stream of Mixcloud?
Of course I am. And act a fool, just like you do.
Act a fool. It might be crazy, man.
I'm going to get my face all scrounged up like you do.
I know, right? I'm going to put a camera on you, brother. Yeah, I'm going to get a camera on you. Watch.
Can't wait.
The cool thing is about the Mixcloud, if you guys already don't have a Mixcloud account, is you can join in the conversation, you can watch the show and join in the conversation on the chat box. And it's cool because the show can go wherever, right? People can put requests in and it just goes, it has its own life, right?
Until we get tired.
Yes. So if you don't already have a Mixcloud account, please download the app. It's real easy. Just go to Mixcloud.com, create an account. It takes a few seconds. It's absolutely free, right? And then on Sunday, I'll be sending out a link for the live stream, and you can just join in. It's real easy, all right? I think this is one that Omar heard from me for the first time.
Yeah,
is that right?
I never heard this. It's unbelievable.
Great tune by Barry White. September, when I first met you. The beat in this, man, when the beat drops, it's nice. Good to have you back, Omar, in the house.
Glad to be back.
Whenever we pick him up from the station, he always says, I'm hungry, man. I'm hungry. And I need a coffee.
And I got everything I asked for. Thank you.
say,
Mr. Barry White, born Barry Eugene Carter in 1944, two-time Grammy Award winner. So many great funky soulful grooves, right?
A lot of babies were made behind his music.
I think it was especially his voice, right?
Oh boy.
Obviously his voice isn't as sexy as mine, but it's close. Come on, Barry White. And he also produced a lot of music with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, man, all the strings and the horns and wow. So you got any birthday shout-outs or you got any shout-outs?
Well, Shireen, happy belated birthday.
Oh, yeah, Shireen, happy belated birthday to you.
Anniversary, my cornhole partner, Vic Walker.
Oh, Vic, what's up, Vic? And then we just got off the phone with your friend.
My best girl, Lori, down in Virginia Beach. Hi.
What's up, Lori? How you doing? Get that damn Mixcloud. What's wrong with you, girl? Why are you not answering your phone? My battery died. You're not answering your phone. Whatever. Come on now. Now, Omar and my wifey are both into this really strange music called yacht rock.
I love it.
What the hell are you guys... What are you guys on?
If I could have did the whole show with that, I would have.
the last time we were all out in the garden and we had a fire pit going and they're playing all this old yacht rock and they're singing, they know every single word. I'm looking at my wife, I'm like, you know this stuff too? She goes, yeah, I love this. Yeah.
Well, we did get a show dedicated to us with that. So
You did. But this
one of
is
my favorites, though.
This is one of your all-time favorites, right?
Yes, sir.
And you scolded me a couple times. You're like, Ben, you still didn't play my song. This is by Starbuck, and what's it called?
Moonlight.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to do. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight. right. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
Fefe's over here singing.
Feels right.
I am too.
She's like, I know that. Right. So tomorrow, I have a 21st birthday party to do, and I'm playing mostly Latin music.
You got some?
Yeah. They sent me a list of songs they want, and I have a lot of Latin music too. And as we're on the subject, this
one
is
one of my favorites too.
This is one of your favorites too. This is on your list. So yes, let's play this one for you, and get me in the mood for tomorrow. It's just going to be down the road, a little in a community hall down the road, but for some good friends of ours. Now, what it was like to be 21. You remember that, Omar?
No, I can't.
No, you can't.
No.
He bumped his head, ladies and gentlemen. Quite a few decades in a row, apparently.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Well, one thing I can tell you, I do remember, you know how most kids can't wait till they're 21 to do certain things?
Yeah.
I did it all way before I was 21.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear
that's
you.
That's not good.
Because for a lot of kids, right, a lot of things are taboo, right? Can't go to the clubs, can't drink, can't smoke, right? Omar was doing all that when he was 14.
Did it all, man.
So when you're like 21, you're like, what's the big deal?
Right. I had nothing to do.
You're like, what's next?
Right.
So what does that mean? You looked up that word, right?
Soft.
The meaning of this song is soft?
Soft.
Soft. Okay.
Smooth.
Soft and smooth. Okay. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody as well.
Belated.
For a couple days ago. Happy belated, precisely. Hopefully you had a good time, a nice time, whoever you were celebrating it with, or if you were by yourself, hopefully you spoiled yourself and you had a nice day anyway. And Dad, I hope you didn't forget the flowers. Me, my brother, or my sister have to remind him. Dad, don't forget, it's Mom's birthday, it's Valentine's Day. He's got memory like me, man, I tell you. Or I have memory like him, boy. I should say. All right, switching up the flavor. Oh, man. We've played this before, obviously, but it's a killer. It's a banger. Black Coffee. Who is it by? You know.
Heavy D.
Heavy D and the boys. Are you ready? Man, I miss Heavy D, don't you?
Yes, sir.
He was one of those few artists that did not need to get explicit. You know, his lyrics were clever enough. He didn't need to go there, right?
Yep.
Part of the Afro-American dream. Enough respect. I dig your intellect. Appreciate the fact that you never miss a step. The backbone of the black home is to you. As long as I'm around, believe me, nothing could ever do you. You're warm, considerate, and far from a soft. And that's why I love you. You're my black coat.
Black coffee, no sugar.
I was just thinking that LL did a lot of clean music as well.
Who is that?
LL.
Oh,
LL
yeah,
Cool.
Yeah.
Who you prefer out of those two?
Who you think? Come on. Heavy D, man. LL is a great actor at this point.
Okay. So So the next one you chose kind of surprised me, and it gave me a warm heart because I found this artist a few years back, Shannon Lauren Callahan.
Enjoyed the song.
Young girl from Nashville. She's an up-and-coming artist, and me and the wife, we went to see her, saw her, I think it was early last year or the year before, and she performed live at a city winery, and very shy young lady, very talented, and I think she's got some albums in her, man. She's a great songwriter. So this is her first single that came out, and as soon as I heard it,
It's just one of those
that just got me right away. And she only had one single out for the longest time. And I'm like, come on now, when are you going to drop an EP or when are you going to drop an album? And it took her forever. I don't even think she has a full album out yet. I've got to check, man. But I know she's working on new material. But this one is called What You Do To Me.
I love it.
Enjoy. Live instruments, man. Can't beat it. A little bit on the neo soul tip there, just a tad. Let me ask you a question, Omar. Why do you listen to music so much? Do you know why?
I told you, music soothes the savage beast.
It soothes the savage beast. Somebody asked me the other day, why do I do what I do? Why do you do this music full time? I think my answer to that is, number one, it's like a drug for me. But it's like a clean drug, right? There's no hangovers, right?
Right? Just wanting more and more.
Just wanting more and more,
just
more
come, right? It becomes addictive.
Right. And then also, I think the second part of that is connection with people, right? Because the music touches other people. So it's a circular thing, right? It's,
yeah.
It's an amazing, when I touch people and they contact me and they say, man, this song or this show really touched me. And really makes a difference in my life. I think that's a huge thing.
I'm grateful I have my hearing.
Right.
I'm telling you.
That's true. Man. Yeah, if I had a choice, be blind or lose your hearing, I'd be like, yeah, take away my eyes any day. It's all good. I got to listen to this music. All right, now, I know this is one of your favorites. Paul Hardcastle, man. You always sending me Paul Hardcastle stuff. I'm like, enough of the Paul Hardcastle already. This one is called what?
Smooth Jazz is Bumping.
Smooth Jazz is Bumping. This is going to be our last one, Omar, for this show. Can you believe it? It's gone so
quick. No, I can't.
It's gone so quick already. We're going to do another show right after this for the premium members. The link you need to go to is djbennyjames.supercast.com. I will leave the link in the show notes below. And right there, we're just going to continue as we're doing right now, Omar, just mixing up the flavors, man. It's been so, so much fun. And we just thank you guys for supporting all these years, man. Isn't it, Omar?
Yeah.
It's been great,
4 years. Going on number five.
Going on five. In August, it'll be 5 years. Wow, 5 years doing a podcast consistently every single week.
That's a lot of work.
And then the last 2 years, I've been doing 2 shows a week. And now we're adding on the live.
And that's more work.
And now we're adding the live stream.
That's a lot more work.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. Have a great week. Oh, big shout out to CJ as well. Can't forget CJ, Blaze Street Productions, man. Thank you, brother. Good luck with your podcast. Keep going, keep going.
And he's working on 2,000 downloads, so let's help him.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Aloha, everybody.